and not a person can tell you that our show wasn't grooving. So people, stop what you're doing and pull up a seat. We got you week after week when you're hearing us speak, and always bringing the heat from the new to the old. The fellas truly are bold, the stories never get cold, our conversations are gold. If you look at the logo, you see the trophy we hold. If you think it's a game, you know it's all in the name. We discussing it all from our first to the last. You know we stood on our own and promised nothing but last. It's the MVP way, we hope we making your day. There's nothing more we can say, so let the video play. MVP.
Welcome to the MVP.
Smash You Podcast.
Yeah, we back again to give you a podcast that only we can give you, with a theme song that only we got produced. And I don't know about produced, but rapped by the one and only Quick, aka Mr. Quick with it, Mr. I Am Him. UBNTB. I don't know where he at with that no more, but shout out.
Yeah.
Hope y'all like that new theme song.
Yeah, man, I hope so too, man, because it ain't going nowhere. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like the power intro. Hopefully it's the original with Joe and not the one with Trey Songz. You feel me?
It definitely ain't going nowhere. So if you don't like
it's money for that. That's an investment right there, man. Sir, what you talking about?
Sir, that will be the podcast for, okay,
foreseeable future.
Yeah. What you doing, man?
Man, I'm trying to bust open this goddamn the Dice Peaches fruit cup, but I gotta be judicious and strategic. Like, I try to tilt the cup back because I hate when the juice spill all out in my face like that. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't with the splashy splash. No ditty. You know what I'm talking about? No ditty. Okay. No. Man, this like reinforced plastic, nigga. I know my teeth ain't that damn brittle. Man, the fuck on?
It's just childproof, man. You know what I'm saying? A grown adult should be able to open that shit up, man. I don't know.
Yeah, well, hello.
Man, I don't know if y'all been seeing what's going on. There's a lot of shit to talk about today. Last week, we didn't have hardly nothing. This week, we have an abundance of things to talk about. But if y'all been with us any amount of time, y'all know before we get into that, we need to see if Book has an update or a story that he needs to tell us or anything we didn't miss throughout the week. For the people listening at home, he's thinking, he's pondering, he's deep in thought right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if... No.
Nothing?
Ramadan. You know what? It's Ramadan, so really I don't do too much anyway as is. But especially when it's Ramadan, I really ain't doing shit because everything is really closed in daytime when I'm off, right? Mm-hmm. So I believe for you know people who practice the religion, obviously, it's a holy month. You know what I mean? A spirituality, okay? However, there are some people who practice this religion that don't understand that that means you too should be working on yourself to be a better individual. Now, I'm driving to work, people. The speed limit out here, well, in the zone that I was in, is 80 kilometers per hour. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that translates to maybe about 65 US, some shit like that. I don't know fuck what it translates to. That's 80 kilometers per hour. All right. I'm going 85. I got it on cruise. There's cameras out here. You know how, like, we got at intersections? No, these things is posted up on the highway, clocking you, right? So I'm not speeding past no damn camera. This car behind me, they like to flash your lights, ride your bumper and all that, nigga. For one, I'm never moving. I'm never moving. I want you to realize that I grew up watching my brother and me. I would outfit that thing. I'd be in there like, nigga, hitting me. Because everything that's hurting on my body, guess what? I'm a claim that. Yeah, I had a pre-existing injury, but it hurt more now that your client, you know what I'm saying, they don't hit me. You see what I'm saying? Mm. So you never can tell who's driving because everybody out here riding around with limousine tint. You know what I'm saying? It's very hard to see within these cars. So as the car veers around me, I'm cool and I'm chilling. One, you know how we do. Mm. It's a female. The females are more aggressive than the men drivers out here. Okay, she got her whole hijab on, all that good stuff. You know what I'm talking about? She over there, whatever she's saying something. Y'all know me. You know what I'm saying? I rolled down the window and I told her, give me the sloppy toppy. I indicated what I wanted from her. You know what I'm talking about? Like, don't, bitch, I'm with all the shit. I love when the motherfuckers pull up next to me and they be thinking that they're staring me down. I roll the window so they can get a clear view. You know what I'm talking about? Like, nigga, we can exit. Like, bro, we can exit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not fucking with y'all. Y'all not going to be acting like we didn't give y'all fucking freedom. That's for one. Mm-hmm. You need to be kissing the fucking feet that I walk on. Don't matter that I ain't pick up a gun and shoot nobody. Mm-hmm. I am American by law. Mm-hmm. If anybody asks you to kiss and lick out here, it should be ours. You know what I'm talking about? The fuck is you talking about? Otherwise, you still be under the rule of thumb of Iraq. Man, these niggas is crazy out here, man. I'm fucking mad. Boy, I'll beat the shit out of one of these niggas, man. But that's it, man. You know what I'm talking about? I invite everybody. I invite all the bitches to the Frank stand. You know what I'm talking about? All you bitches. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you bring your own relish. You heard? I got the dog. Hurt, nigga. Yeah. But all them fuck people. Niggas that be acting like they with the shit, they ain't with the shit, man. Get the fuck out of my face, man. Go on, speed on somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Fuck out my face. My body, that's most of the time shit that I had. You know
what I got you. Hey, well, that's good shit. Book up here flicking people off and telling people to suck dick that.
God dang right.
Can't even eat throughout the day right now. You know what I mean? But hey, I guess it is what it is.
Hey, they can't eat meat. Don't mean they can't swallow it.
There you go. You going to hell, man.
Hey, fuck them, man. It's time to leave me alone, man. Leave me alone. I'm doing what I'm supposed to. I ain't doing nothing wrong. Yeah. Fucking ignorant ass motherfuckers out here, man. This whole society, them dumbass niggas, man.
Okay. Rex, y'all heard the book. Ah, man. Me, let me see. Let me say what I got going on this week. The same thing I got every week. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't too much, man. I just been busy at work and we moving along. You know what I'm saying? I will make sure because people be like, yeah, you don't ever say what's going on with you because ain't nothing going on. I'm chilling. I'm big chilling. I'm just buying my time until it's time to go on vacation again. You heard?
All right. Fact, man. All right. Less than 4 months.
Man,
it's not official until I buy my goddamn ticket, people.
Yeah, exactly.
And I bought my ticket. You know what I'm saying? I almost stunned on these hoe ass niggas. I almost stunned on these pussy ass niggas. You know what I'm talking about? I got that me. Nigga, I almost bought business class on these punk ass niggas, man. Just so when I get on the plane, I'm like, hey, yeah, nigga, me, him, I am in this seat, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Get an autograph because when I come back, you ain't gonna know me. Can't nobody sit next to me. I'm by my seat and the seat next to me, nigga. Boom, man. Fuck is you talking about? The fuck is these niggas talking about, man? Y'all just don't understand. Oh, boy, I can't. Ooh, I wish these 4 months were speed pass. Let me see. Oh, that's four. But in about 15 episodes more, niggas. 15 more episodes more. It's up. It's up. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. I want to give. Oh. My God, I don't reached out to. I did reach out to another individual.
Okay.
He was recently. The crazy thing is, I didn't know the dude. Snoop had recently posted this dude. You know what I'm saying? It's an older looking gentleman on his page. Had like a. Was it Sound Cry or Feeling in Air? It's one of them two joints by Just Blaze. He was rapping over. Right? No. The Scarface, Beanie Siegel, and not guess who, but. Somehow, some way. There we go. That beat. So he had a dope ass, you know what I'm saying? You know, Snoop posted it, but you know, the dude, I follow him on IG. He said, man, what's crazy is that song 2 years old. You know what I'm saying? He was like, it's more or less, it's not about when. He was like, don't make shit that you feel good about for other people. You know what I'm saying? Do it for yourself. Mm-hmm. And it'll you know, it manifests itself when it's supposed to. You know what I'm saying? He was like, just don't never quit just because you don't yield the results that you think you should within the first couple of days, the week, the months, the years, you know what I'm saying? Just because the response ain't what you think it should be when you put whatever, you know, amount of effort into something, you know what I'm saying? And that's really, even though I'm bigging up myself, y'all, trust me, I don't care if there's one stream, one download on my stuff. Guess what? That one stream and one download will be me because I'm going to support myself. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, at the end of the day, I did this for myself. Just do. You know what I'm saying? And of course, if people fuck with it, y'all fuck with it. And I appreciate the feedback and the support that y'all will provide. You know what I'm saying? During that time. But I mean, honest to goodness, man, I'm just making whatever I feel. You know what I'm saying? And but I reached out to Buddy, like I said. He just emailed me back today and said that he is doing features. And, you know, he asked me what, you know, pretty much what's my cutoff and price. The brother, I don't want to offer too little and offend you. So how about you tell me what it costs? And then I could tell you, okay, or no, thank you. You know, I'm talking about respectfully. I'm gonna have to find the other nigga at the bottom of the sea. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. Or I just make it, you know what I mean? It just stay how it is. One verse, which is cool enough. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm good with I got five tracks that got verses. Some of them I feel as though really don't require it. You know what I'm saying? The intro don't count, people, because it's a fucking intro. I don't know no intro that's a real damn song. You know what I'm saying? So, let's just keep it moving and keep it at that. So, I'm hoping Buddy hits me back. Well, you know, gives me something that I could, you know what I'm saying, that I'm able to afford. Mm-hmm. And his music that I've heard, is a lot of it is inspirational, you know what I'm saying, talking to the youth. He's an older guy, so his is more feedback, you know what I'm saying, to the younger audience or people doing dumb shit per se. And I think I got, you know what I'm saying, think I got an ideal record that he would, you know, elevate, you know what I'm saying? So we'll see, man. But you know, that's pretty much it, man. Week in, week out, I just find different shit. Found another instrumental today, and didn't cost much at all.
You know what I'm saying? I thought you were done. I thought you was done. Why you keep on buying more beats, man?
Bro, it came on you. I was just minding my business. Dude, and it said, beats. It said it was a Metro Boomin, whoever, however they tag them and label them, type shit, type beat, right? So I listened to it. You know what I'm saying? I listened to it. I liked it. I said, well, shit. So I hit him up on IG, and he was like, yeah, he don't have, you know, the outlet to mass, you know, sell his stuff. And he's like, he just sells them local, you know, from himself, you know, through PayPal. So I was like, all right, cool. I was like, well, what they call it? He was like, I'm $49 for unlimited. I said, nigga, yeah. Let me get that. Uh-huh. So, yeah, man, I think he'll give me the stems so that it can get chopped up or cut, you know, however I'll require it when I actually lace it. And, but one of the beats that I purchased, I guess I'll just be using that on IG clips for the podcast because... Well, I'm going to record both, and I'm going to see which one get a better feel. So when I come in, we're going to do the same song on both tracks, and then I'm going to just, hey, which one y'all feel was better type shit. You know what I'm saying? We go with that. So yeah. I'll never be sold just because I find something else. Like, I'll still record two, three, whatever, and then, hey, which one is, you know, the better. So,
yeah, man. Gotcha.
Hey, for sure.
Man. Thanks wish for the update, my boy. Hey, I can't wait for the listening party. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. Oh, I wonder if y'all can hear. It's mine. Well,
man, I ain't gonna do that. Yeah, don't do that.
I ain't gonna do that.
You'll be all right. Next thing you know, you can have a podcast with that music as a theme song, and then we get looking crazy.
Hey, man, fuck out of here, MVP.
Man, we got a couple ways to go, man, with this thing, man. I think we should start with the thing that happened the longest time. It's only been a week. But once we got off the podcast, the boy K-Dot jumped on a Metro Boomin and Future song and like proceeded to throw lyrical darts bullets, grenades, and rockets, all at J. Cole and Drake. You being the rapper, you being the artist, I kind of want to hear from you. How do you feel about that verse? How do you feel about this ongoing beef? A lot of people act like they don't know that this has been going on for a little while. They act like this just started. Oh, like he just started.
Long, long time. Yeah.
So I kind of want to get, I kind of want to get your perspective as an MC. You know what I'm talking about? Because I don't rap. I don't rap. I haven't rapped since high school. You know what I'm talking about? And I just want to kind of see how you, you know what I'm saying? See how you feel about it.
Hey, man, if you've ever dribbled and scored a point, whether in high school, intramural, or collegiately, you are a basketball player. Doesn't matter how great you are what you are. So therefore, you too, my friend, are still, you know what I'm saying? You might have retired from the field, but you was once active. You know what I'm saying? So your feedback is valued, you know what I'm saying? And validated. You know what I'm saying? You got the credentials. You can stand on shit, you know what I'm saying? But as the active lyricist in the crew right now, I would say, for one, I think, well, what people got to understand is, yeah, it was Cole and Drake that he did take his, you know, his shots at. But realistically, about 90% of that was aimed towards Drake. Mm-hmm. He ain't really say too much to Cole World.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna get into that. But what I'll say about the record, like, I hit you, like, y'all know me, y'all have heard me on this podcast numerous of times, many of times, countless of times, say I ain't really a K-Dot fan. I don't think he liked that. I heard that.
And I told you,
like, that boy like that right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, that. But I said me, you know what I'm saying? I get what you say. I ain't feeling him like the way other people think he is, you know what I'm saying? That right there, all that shit is fire to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, phew, like, yes, man, look, brother, that boy has some shit in there that I thought it wasn't complicated rap. Is what I'll say. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to call it basic or standard, because I think I'm basic and standard. So if that nigga was basic and standard than me, then I'm just like Kendrick Lamar, y'all. But we know that couldn't be further from the truth. Okay? So I ain't saying I'm him by no means. I am him, but I'm not him. Okay? So I'm very, very knowledgeable, but I think I'm credible. But anyway, so the shit he was doing, I was like, damn. I like that. You know what I'm saying? Just the slick shit, because you know how everybody, Drake refers to himself as Michael Jackson. He the king of pop, king of this, king of that.
Yeah.
Nigga, you know what I'm saying? Prince outlived Mike Jack. So
he was a hard line right there.
Boy, listen, I said. Nigga, I was like, you know what I'm talking about? And then he was like, all your dogs, you know, got that K-9 Pet Cemetery. I said, oh, nigga, all my dogs was the last album title. This nigga's going crazy on you, brother. Like, oh, my God, man. First person shooter, I hope they got 3 switch. Oh, my God. This nigga was, yo, man. I love to look, man. He killed Drake. I don't care what Drake talked that bullshit all he wants to. Now, money, power, respect. Okay? The last one at battle. I like how he said that too. Like, no, man. I like how that nigga said that shit. He said money, power, respect. The last one at battle. Like, I just like how he said it. But, you know, obviously money is Drake. You know what I'm saying? He always talk about whatever power. It could be 2 different ways people perceive this, but I look at power as, if I'm not mistaken, that is one of the records, one of Cole's regular track records. You know what I'm talking about? Something power. I believe power was one of his things, right? And then respect would obviously be K-Dot. Now, I just, a lot of people, this is the thing. I think Cole been baiting this nigga this whole time. Strategically maneuvering to get this nigga to say something to him. And I'm glad that we didn't come back and tape when it happened after we turned off the camera, because I really wanted to wait and see if somebody would have came out with something already. You know what I mean? Like something in return to address what Dot said. And because I would hate to have to rehash when we could just talk about it in full. You know what I'm saying? Like, who's was better? But unfortunately, as of today, people, as of this Tuesday,
March 26th.
Yes, it has been mum on the streets. You know what I'm talking about? I see Drake doing shit with Sexy Red and all this shit, you know, posting him and Wayne going back on tour, and Young Simba ain't said a word. You know what I'm saying? So I know Young Simba is in album mode, so maybe that's what his plan is, to just but I'd have said something now. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't let nobody have no real record, not no diss track. This is a real record on a real album come out and is going ham boned right now.
Crazy. He not even showed as a feature. He just, you look at the album, it don't show no features on there. So I didn't even know a nigga was on there. When you told me, I looked at the album, I was like, what song is it? Is it a bonus track? What? So yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I like what he did though, to end what I like it a lot. The last one is better.
Kendrick do what he always do to me. He's dope. It's kind of crazy. Maybe I'm not as versed as the disses that J. Cole has done, because I don't remember hearing no disses. J. Cole seemed like the nigga that's in the middle that tried to be the peacemaker, that tried to draw everybody together. Even on that song, he said it's three of us or whatever. He throw out K-Dot on there. It's like he tried to bridge it, but it's almost, but Kendrick is like that nigga, like, yeah, fuck that nigga, and says you over there too, fuck you too then. That's what Kendrick did. Yeah. Like, that's what he does. So shout out to Kendrick. Kendrick, like, ain't none of that. And J. Cole looking like, man, I'm just trying to bring us all together, brothers. You know what I'm talking about? He got his dreads in. He trying to be peaceful. You know what I'm saying? But that's just how it goes sometimes, man. Shout out to K-Dot. That boy is all about competitiveness. We've seen it before. We're gonna continue to see it. Y'all act like you don't remember that that verse he put on that Big Sean album. Yeah, Big Sean song. What's the name of that damn song? What's the name of that fucking song?
I don't know the name of it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that shit went crazy when he was talking about he the king of New York, and a lot of New York niggas got mad about that. But ain't nobody.
A lot of New York niggas didn't say nothing though.
A couple of them tried. We didn't hear. It was trash.
I wouldn't be. I'd have just sat there and be like, "Yeah, all right." Yeah, I ain't fucking with that nigga. Yeah, I ain't fucking with that nigga.
Shout to Kendrick, and he just chilling. He ain't got nothing to do. To me, it feel like Kendrick be disengaged from everything, and it seemed like somebody probably told him. He's like, "Man, you see what they doing?" And he was like, "They doing what?" He's like, "Let me hear this shit." He's like, "Oh, fuck that nigga." And he went straight in the studio. That's what it seemed like. He was like, "Man, yo, Future, you used to fuck with Drake, right? Give me that song. You don't fuck with him no more. Come on, let's get it." Because you know he don't fuck with Drake no more. So shout out to him.
Hey, man. I also want to say, people was also talking about how Mr. Lamar is perceived as the best feature artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, he get on people's shit and just, you know, and he do a good job.
As the best of all time? Who do you got? I'm going to tell you who I got.
Features?
Yeah.
Features?
Yeah.
It's Wayne for me, man. Wayne got too many.
I would.
It's Wayne for me.
I love Wayne, but as one person I got to say over him, and that's Busta Rhymes.
Nah. Features?
I gotta get Busta Rhymes, because Busta Rhymes sound better on other people's shit than he sound on his stuff sometimes. So I gotta give Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes get on that thing and, like, it's a statement. It's a, you know what I'm saying?
I like Luda too. Luda on features also.
Luda too. Luda's nice. But I would have to give, I don't know. And then when you think about Wayne, now I'm thinking about Wayne too.
Yeah, but
Wayne
mine
got
is,
more.
Overall. That's why I got this song. He got too many.
If I give the number one nigga features of all time is Three Stacks, because once he get on the shit, you know he only get on a song about every 2 years.
I thought you were gonna say T-Pain, because I was thinking about T-Pain too.
T-Pain, that's my digger. I love T-Pain.
We got a lot. This got a lot.
I don't want to call.
Yeah, T-Pain, Wayne, Busta. Luda. I got Cole, and then I don't know who else I would go with, man. Like everybody else, kind of like everybody else for me. You know what I'm saying? I really have to. Yeah. I'm gonna sit with those four.
Yeah, I'm gonna get Wayne, T-Pain. Give me Busta. Cause Busta, he stand out. Three Stacks. Cause whenever he do it, we gonna hear it. It don't matter what it is, we gonna hear it. And of course, it's always a thing when Jay step out too and do a feature, because he don't.
I'm gonna go with Ross.
Anytime you hear that, that shit hard. That shit is hard.
I got a lot of South niggas in my shit, man. Huh. I ain't mean no disrespect, people.
Yeah, it's the truth. I mean, it is what it is. It's your truth. Live your truth, nigga.
Hey, I didn't mean to change trajectory real quick, but just real quick, because this is something that was crazy to me this like the other day. Mm-hmm. So, people, I bought these, right? Because I need them in my shoes, right? Memory foam joint. I was doing it long so that people could see the actual, you know, like. So, I bought these, the Air Pillow Memory Foam. Now, my dumb ass, when I took them out, or when I took it out, the package, it was like this, all like 1 foot, right? I didn't flip shit over, okay? Also, it was stuck together. So I thought it was one inside, okay? I bought two, which is why this one isn't in use. Two packages, I bought two of those, right? So the first one I took out, it was stuck together, okay? Stuck together, people. Like, wasn't no seam, no split, no nothing. Like, just solid. I literally cut it. Because I'm like, oh, memory foam. I got memory foam on my bed. I'm like, oh, it's supposed to be super thick, right? No funny, right? So, I cut it, and I put it in my shoe. The whole piece. And I was like, oh, yeah, this feels good. So, as I'm chilling, I was like, shit, well, I need to put it in the other boot. So, opened up the package. This mug came apart like that. I said, motherfucker. It's a pair, not one. But my dumb ass, it even says one pair down there.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah,
one pair. It didn't even register to me. But yeah, man, this is my dumb shit just for, you know what I mean?
Old nigga pride. Just be careful. You gotta start protecting your feet. You know what I'm talking about? Get in soles.
Hey man, I ain't gonna lie though, bro. Them two in one felt phenomenal. It feel good with one in one, but the two in one, oh man, that shit was legit. So people, if you have a blind moment like I did, you know what I'm talking about? One pair means there's two soles in there, not just one piece. And I think that's what my mind heard. What my eyes told my mind was one piece instead of one pair. And if anybody need an extra pair of insoles right now before I get to use them, just let me know and I'll sell it to you. You feel me?
In Kuwait, nigga.
$3.50.
By the time you ship it to somebody out here, nigga, it ain't gonna be worth it. You can go to the store. Yo, did you see that ship? You saw that ship that crashed into that bridge in Baltimore?
Yeah, Baltimore, man.
That shit crazy.
Yeah.
They said they pulled one person out so far. But I just want to say, I didn't think a ship could do that like that.
Yeah.
Trust me, I seen how much stuff was on it in the day. In the nighttime, it was hard to see what was on it. But it was like one of the cargo container ships that had all that shit. So the weight of it is probably what made that shit crumble like it wasn't nothing. I hope everybody that was on that bridge that night, man, is safe. Hope everybody good. But that's crazy. That ship from looking at the video, it don't look like it ever was able to fit under that bridge, even if he would have went opposite way.
Yeah,
it's looked too big. I don't know.
It didn't look like that was the right. I don't know, man. I really ain't got nobody out there sitting, you know, in Baltimore like that. No, nobody that I know. Besides my boy Chris, you know, I did hit him up, make sure he was solid. He did hit me back, you know what I'm saying? So that was good. You know, him and his family, you know what I'm saying? Met his moms and stuff like that, worked with him a little bit. But yeah, man, so unfortunate event, and it's a crazy thing to happen, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure out there, you know how many times a ship has gone under the bridge. Never no issues, no nothing. And I know, like they were saying, that the vessel itself, you can see it lose power numerous times, or whatever was going on, like the lights flickering on and off. So obviously I would presume that that has an effect on them being able to steer it, you know what I'm saying, and steer clear. I didn't foresee it collapsing, though, the way, because it didn't look like, you know what I mean? Now, had it hit and didn't move, and then it fell, okay, that would make sense. But it kept going, and then it, like, yeah, man, it's highly unfortunate. If anybody, you know what I'm saying, I just prayers out to everybody's family, man, you know what I mean, that this has an effect on, you know what I'm saying, and tough, man.
Oh, yeah, that was a tough one to watch today, boy. That was rough. But like you said, man, shout out to everybody, man. Prayers up for them. Hopefully, I mean, they said they found one body. Hopefully, they don't find no more. Hopefully, everybody is safe, because we don't want the death toll to raise over that. That was crazy. On to more stuff. Let's go to the boy Diddy, man. You said no Diddy earlier. Diddy's houses got raided in LA and Miami, I believe.
Simultaneously.
All the same time.
At the same damn time, bro. It's crazy.
We saw videos and images of his sons coming out in handcuffs while they was looking at the house. From what I'm hearing is for sex trafficking. Okay. What they're saying is right now that Diddy is not under arrest. Also, we heard that Diddy, I guess, got on the plane as well and went to a Caribbean island.
No extradition.
Yeah. Shout out to Russell Simmons. You know what I'm talking about? Can I be honest?
Go ahead, bro.
Why didn't R. Kelly do the same thing? I mean, just common sense wise, you know what's happening. You gonna sit there
what's
coming. I mean, don't get me wrong. You did wrong. You should pay the consequences. But if I got means and money, I'm getting the fuck up out of here. You got to come get me. I mean, hey, Diddy, it sounds like it's a lot of people confirming some of the stuff that is being alleged. I don't know. I wasn't there. That's not really my story to tell. But a lot of people is confirming. When you go to party, they be party. And from what I'm hearing, there's a lot of partying going on. Had one of the neighbors driving down the street and said that all kind of underage people be at Diddy house at night. I don't know if you saw that on TMZ. The guy said, I'm the neighbor. He said all kind of kids be going in and out of Diddy house. I mean, he has younger kids, so I don't know what that is or whatever. So it just it's crazy. If Diddy did this stuff, if he's guilty of this stuff, then by all means, I hate to see it, but you got to pay for your crimes if you did it. Now, if he didn't do it, I'm charging everybody to the highest degree. I'm suing everybody to the highest degree if I'm not guilty of this stuff.
It's defamation.
Yeah. So I'm being very careful what I'm saying, but it's not looking good for Mrs. Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Not at all.
How you feeling about it? That's your New York brethren?
I'm born in Virginia, brother. I don't know what you're talking about.
That is the game for the New York snow.
I had a tattoo that y'all said looked like an Air Force One. So yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Look, bro, Mace said it best. In his mind, he said it's reparations. He said it's just reparations coming. You know what I mean? And I know him and you know, the producer, you know what I'm saying? The head of the label is, you know, they've had their fair share. You know what I'm saying? So for him, I think this is all comedy for him. Like, he don't give a fuck about who's wrong in him, or if they are or they aren't. He don't care. You know what I'm saying? One person I could say that we know didn't party with Diddy. Well, two, you know what I'm saying? We know Cat Williams, because he coined the phrase. Diddy like the party, they gotta tell him no. Like, so we know Cat, you know what I'm saying? But when they was on Drink Champs, right? It was Diddy, Jada, and Fab, right? And I'm not gonna say it's Jada was partying with Diddy, you know what I'm saying? But we know Diddy was talking specifically too fast, and was like, "Hey man, you ain't never partied with me." You know what I'm saying? No, man, we got a party, daddy. Like, all this calling other niggas daddy. First of all, bro, like, you wild.
I thought that was an East Coast thing. I thought that was New York niggas do.
Nah. Like, you could say son and what up, ma. I ain't never heard nobody say, not no man call no dude daddy. You know what I'm talking about? Like, nah, son, you bugging for real. Like, Nah, you all out of pocket. I understand you brother love and you got this new mentality and spirit form, but bro, you can't call me daddy. That's no other grown ass man. Like, that don't even sound right. Daddy and Delicious. There's no sir. Can't do it, baby. There's other words, obviously, but them two D's negative. No. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to my boy Fab for not partying. You know what I'm saying?
Party.
You know, sound by. Hey, stand tall, dog. You know what I'm saying? And you know, they got the clips with him and Meek, like bruh. Meek in the pool, you know what I'm talking about? You hear Diddy talking, like, yeah, man, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Like, I'm cool with all of that. The adulations and, you know, acknowledging, you know what I'm saying, what he's accomplished. You know what I'm saying? But then, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, daddy, I love you. Like, all that, that's where it gets you guilty. Throw the book at this nigga, you heard? You know what I'm saying? Don't throw book at the nigga, throw the book at that nigga. You know what I'm saying? But dog, man, I don't know what's up with Buddy. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, he knew shit was popping off. And he saw the writing on the wall. And I'm pretty sure that nigga got money set up in one of them little foreign accounts that can't nobody touch. You can't freeze it. You know what I'm saying? For all we know, that nigga is a dual citizenship. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, it's a smart play. Hopefully, it's just temporary until you're able to clear your name, if that is the case. But if you did do these things, man, you just got to be stricken from the history books. You know what I'm talking about? Like, all, like, it's just tough, man. I'm still fucking with Total. Them my girls, man. Mm-hmm. So, they going to play forever. You know what I'm talking about? I love Kim, Keisha, and Pam. Like, the fuck is you talking about? They're my girls, you know what I'm saying? But it's crazy that they did that on the anniversary of Life After Death, man. Kick the doors in. Like, y'all couldn't have picked another day, man. Like, for real. Like, come on, man. For real, dog. Like, law enforcement don't give a fuck if it's your birthday, the death of your mother, the anniversary. They don't give a fuck. They coming when they want to. You know what I'm talking about? And I guess that might have been why they did that, because they would be like, oh, he would be here celebrating, you know what I'm saying, the last album of one of his artists and stuff like that. And yeah, we're gonna get this nigga. He had one of these. That nigga said, nah, flying over y'all right now as we speak. You know what I'm saying? So It's crazy, man. It's crazy to even. Man, when you consider, I'm not even going to say role models, but when these are individuals that like just have been so impactful, you know what I'm saying? Played a part in your growing up, your musical interests, things like that. You know what I'm saying? Like how we got the euphemisms, you know, take that, like, you know what I'm saying? That, like all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Dancing in the video. Like we think of all these things. Mm-hmm. And then when you see shit like this happen to those individuals, it's like, damn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's, mm-hmm. it becomes gut wrenching, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so I asked a question that I asked about 6 months ago, almost a year. Mm. Who you got? Jermaine Dupri or Diddy?
Oh, man. So deaf.
Shout out to Jermaine Dupri. I almost feel like you heard that story back in the day. They said that Diddy slapped the shit out of Drake. Mm-hmm. I almost feel like the conspiracy theorists in me feels like Kendrick came at Drake and J. Cole, and Drake went to the feds and said, go get that nigga to take the light off of me. Cause we ain't, you know what I'm saying? We ain't really talked about the diss after Diddy got ready. Oh man.
Hey, man.
I don't know. Drake diabolical like that, man. That's what I heard. So you know what I'm saying? He might be doing that. But okay, shout out to them. Man, it just, the older we get, the more we see, I don't want to say heroes, but the people we looked up to, we see them fall. It's like you see them fall from grace. One thing that everybody need to know that's hearing me, look, no matter how big you get, if you do some fuck shit, you see how quick it changes on your ass. Internet been killing Diddy. Like, I mean, it was a whole time. Diddy did some good shit, but in a second, motherfuckers will switch on you.
Yeah,
and if he's accused of doing what they say he's doing, I don't even know what he's accused of. But if they say some sex trafficking shit and he owned that, then you know what I'm saying? Then by all means. But we not even waiting to see it because people know us as black people, we know if the feds come to your house and not just one of your houses, to all your houses at the same damn time.
That
motherfucker said, yo, we coming at your house. They had to figure out the time zone change. Like, it's East Coast and West Coast. They had to figure that out.
Coordinated attack, bro. That's fucking crazy. Who says law enforcement don't work together, man? I get it. They both Homeland Security, but I'm sure there's other, you know, alphabet boys and girls involved in these raids. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that y'all executed something like that to a T. Golly. Golly.
You know it. They come knocking on the door. The only thing that give me some kind of we don't know what's going on is that they didn't take him or they didn't. He wasn't in handcuffs or anything like. We didn't see no pictures of him in handcuffs, and they let him leave. But they let him leave though, as well. They said they got a.
That's his private. That's his private plane. They ain't got to file no. You know what I mean?
Now, TMZ got a video of him pacing at the airport in Opa-locka before he left. So I don't know where that came from or whatever. I don't know exactly what time, but they said it was after the raids happened. Customs had held him up, but he was able to leave. So why would you let somebody leave like that? I don't understand that part of it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
But as if they're right, unless they actually have paperwork. Mm-hmm. Saying you can't leave, you know, like, yeah, you could be within the wherewithal, but you got to produce these documents. You can't just keep somebody there on a hunch or just because somebody's like, no, you got to actually serve that warrant. Mm-hmm. You can't just restrain them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, because you TSA, you ain't them. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't no, what them niggas be calling it? Anointed officer or some shit like that, deputized. No, oh, fuck that, nigga. You ain't deputizing shit over the phone, nigga. Or by email. Fuck you mean, nigga. Show me where it says I can't leave by your. Nah, nigga. I'm on this plane. Bye. And that's that. That's when your rights get the best. Mm. You know what I'm saying? The litigation. of the legal system. So
shout out, man. Look, the more I think of stuff, man, the more I think about being famous and all that stuff, I really I could do without it. Money, for sure. Fame, I don't really care about that. Because it seems like when you get famous, they invite you to shit. And it seems like when they invite you to shit, it seems like it's a lot of people playing with your booty at these shits that be going on. I ain't no nigga playing with my booty. You know what I'm talking about? Niggas party, and I don't want to party.
They got the women in there that's literally there just to catch you or, you know, be with you so that people could see you with them that way. You know what I mean? Blackmail and all that. Like, nah, I'm cool, y'all. Y'all ain't gonna see me at no parties. I win a Grammy, I'm on the stage. Ain't no after party for me. You know what I'm talking about? I'm right back on the plane and right back to Kuwait to work. You know what I'm talking about?
You party, regular party. Nigga. You party party.
Regular, man. I'm gonna stop. We can go to bowling alley, y'all. That's it. Everybody got their own lane. I don't even want nobody. I don't want nobody next to me. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody got their own lane. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, we ain't. Let's go from one alleged freak thing to another freak thing. The Freaknik documentary came out, and it was. Okay. Did you watch it?
No, sir.
Well, I'll talk about it a little bit. It was actually pretty good. They talked about the history of Freaknik. Freaknik came about because the black kids that was in Atlanta. There's like four black HBCUs right there, four or five. I can't remember exactly how many, but they're all in the same area. So some of these kids didn't have money to actually go home for spring break. And then, so what they did is they saw that they had Miami spring break and all that stuff, the white kids doing that. So they figured, hey, let's create a picnic in the park. Freaknik came because they had a song back in the day. Talking about the freak. It was a dance. It wasn't what it became later on. It was everything would be like freak, the freak dance, all that stuff. It wasn't nothing sexual. And then they combined freak with picnic. So Freaknik. That's how it came. So the beginning, it started like in 1983. So they had been doing Freaknik for the longest, and they were just having a good time in the park, chilling for all the kids that couldn't go home for a spring break. Then it just started becoming a thing. All the black kids just chilling, going to this park. The problem started when people like Luke and some of the other cats started going down there saying what it is, saying what's going on down here. Freak brought the freak down to Freaknik, to be totally honest, if you want to be honest. Luke brought it. And it showed that whole transition. And then once Luke got it, Luke made it popular to everybody, and then all these niggas from everywhere else started coming in that wasn't in college, coming in fucking up the academy of Atlanta and started grabbing and harassing women and doing all this shit that was a little rapey. That's what ended up getting Freaknik canceled. But to see the whole thing of how it started and how they put it on and the iterations of it, and it showed about how Outkast got on because of Freaknik, because they was passing out their demo tapes at Freaknik, and then they would bring them tapes back. So it was dope. It was like marketing. Everybody was there, so they would just bring these tapes back to where they was from and stuff like that. It was real dope. So shout out to the documentary of Freaknik. Please watch it. They did show some ass in there. Don't get me wrong. It was some ass in there. But it was more of the how it started, what it was about. Still some ass in there. It was, some of y'all mamas was looking good back then, but it was getting it. It was getting it. You heard me? Shout out to Dio. You know what I'm saying? Busting it wide open. It was just a good time. You know what I'm saying? It showed the women, if they want to do some freak stuff, they was up there telling men to pull their dicks out and all this stuff. It was some freak shit going on, but it was just like a big orgy at times. And then dudes heard about it, and then it got too much. Niggas didn't know how to act. You know, it's always a couple of them niggas that just don't know how to act. Like, they ain't never been around women before and going crazy and fucked up a good time. So, if you got time, watch the Freaknik documentary. It's pretty dope. It's on Hulu. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. Next thing I got, X-Men 97. I'm sorry, it's on Disney Plus. You know I'm a nerd. I got all this shit back there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Got Storm literally right here next to me. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out. Need y'all to check that out, man. You know what I'm saying? I used to watch the X-Men cartoon back in the day. So, of course, I couldn't wait till the new X-Men cartoon came back out. X-Men 97 is a continuation of that. Mm-hmm. And it's super dope. I just want to let you guys know it's dope. Take your time out. Go check it out. Don't care. I'm a big kid. It is what it is.
And, hey, man, I don't know what y'all talking about, man. Gambit always been my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
That's my dog. Gambit is my favorite. Like, I don't be thinking out like my favorites characters, you know what I'm saying? And, well, don't be everybody else's. You know what I'm saying? Dragon Ball Z, mm-hmm. Piccolo. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Not a lot of people fuck with Piccolo, but I love that nigga. That's my
dog. The creator said that was his favorite character.
Oh, wasn't that?
Akira Toriyama? Yeah, before he died, he said that was his favorite
rest
character.
Rest in peace to that brother there, yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, Piccolo, you know what I'm saying? Donatello, you know what I'm saying? There's a few of us out there, but ain't a lot. And then, you know what I'm saying? Gambit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
where Gambit from?
Shit, man, Mon City, gotta be from France. What?
Nah.
They all say he Creole Louisiana, but he is Creole.
You like niggas from the South, man. That's what it is. You just.
By way, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it, I like Cyclops now, nigga. I'm saying, put these glasses
they actually made Cyclops hard on this. Cyclops was lit. He wasn't that hard in the last cartoon, but he dope on this.
Man,
the motherfucker jumped. They got blown up in a plane. I'm just gonna tell you this. The motherfucker flew down. They went Storm and Rogue went grabbed everybody else up. This nigga said, "Y'all good?" Bet. This nigga dove down head first. And then did the eyeball thing just so he could land, just like bah. I was like, oh shit, the nigga didn't need no parachute. That nigga crazy. Yo, I'm telling you, it made Cyclops hard on this one, man. Cyclops usually was like a little after thing. They kind of made him like he was on the comic books. So it was super dope to see Cyclops not a bitch. Because he was always you kind of hated him in the last thing. Come on, Wolverine, leave Jean alone. Like, bitch ass nigga, Wolverine on there. Wolverine gonna dig down your bra. You know what I'm talking about? That's what it is.
I'm talking about with this titanium dick. You know what I'm talking about? What are you talking about? This ain't no regular flesh.
But yeah, man. Y'all check that out, man. Especially if y'all into that old stuff, man. It is what it is. Man. You know what I'm saying? All
right.
But yeah, that's all on my list, man. You got what you got, man? You got anything?
Absolutely. So I was talking to my doc, right? Just one more part. He's doing like some handcrafted turntables, but they don't look like the modern back in the day turntables. These look like some other shit. You know what I'm saying? I was like, the fuck is it? He's like, it's a turntable. I said, no, the fuck it ain't. So I was like, well, shit, man. You know what I'm saying? He was talking about how the guy's gonna bring it here and he's gonna give a little demonstration to the coast. You know what I'm saying? Because, these niggas buy anything. You know what I'm saying? Anything that looks different, they want it. They don't even got to use it. They'll just put that. They'll put lamps and shit on it. Like, they don't give a fuck. Flower pots, whatever. Just say they got some type of unique decor, right? Mm-hmm. So, he was like, how's everything with you? Because he checks on me with my knee and all that good stuff. That's my doc, y'all. So, I was like, oh, man, I'm chilling, man. I'm just making music, shit like that. He's like, oh. I didn't know you made music. I said, nah, man, I didn't know either until January. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know what your taste is. So I didn't pull, I ain't pull out the raunchy shits. You know what I'm talking about? I gave him a real chill one, real mellow. And he was like, that's you? I said, yeah, that's me. He's like, whoa, I like that. Can you send it to me? I said, no, sir. Can't send you nothing. You know what I mean? Use your ears and remember what I said. That's it. You can't have a record. You know what I'm talking about? When I come back in July, well, August, obviously, but I give you the link. You share it with your doctor brethren. Run it up, man. As much money as I gave to this hospital. Oh, yeah. Pay it back. Well, I ain't give y'all no money. The insurance cover everything. You know what I'm talking about? But hey, invest in me the way I invest in y'all. You know what I'm talking about? health is wealth. And I didn't know that's what that meant. So let's see if my brother hold me down. Matter of fact, hey man, I will put one of the records on vinyl. Matter of fact, I'll put the whole album on vinyl. You can demonstrate that way, nigga. Let that yeah, bro. Well, what is this? Yeah, man. He loved my track. He loved the ones that I played. He was like, oh man, I like that. He was like, oh yeah, that's gonna do something. I was like, I hope, you know what I'm saying? And then I let him hear the last track, Celebrate. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I can tell y'all what the name of the song is, niggas. I ain't worried about that. You ain't heard it. But just know it's pretty much, I mean, when we do an album review, I can explain every track in detail. You know what I'm saying? But just know, Celebrate is literally just a celebration. You know what I'm talking about? So it's a good feel, man.
Gotcha. You ain't got no picture of the turntables?
No, I could text them, but nah.
Yeah, man.
I'm telling you, I ain't know that's what the fuck that was, bro. What the fuck is this? This shit got steel and chrome and shit. I'm what the fuck is this? Ain't no goddamn turntable, man. This ain't no. I don't know what that is, bro. Hey, man. That shit look different. Next time I see him, I'll get it.
You want no DJ mixer?
No,
I won that.
And yeah. I don't know if it's supposed to be released to the public just yet. Also, you know how certain images ain't ready yet until they actually hit mass production. So I would hate for one of you Americans to steal something from these people. You know, doctor, because I've been the only outsider. He know he sent me the picture. Then I'm guilty. You know what I'm talking about? Nah, I can't get the service and aid and help that I need no more. Yeah. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Man.
Leave it alone. Yeah, leave it alone. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, man. But yeah.
Should we call this episode No Diddy?
Hey, man. Makes sense to me.
Okay. No problem. I you know what I'm saying? Just brainstorming out loud. I didn't know if we should do that, but hey, you said it, not me. I feel like it's coming to the screen.
Hmm? You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to call it No Diddy, but we could call it Take That Take. We can do anything. You know what I'm saying? Oh, speaking of Diddy. Bad Boy. You saw the trailer for Bad Boys?
Looks good.
Yeah, man. I'm excited. Hey, man. My old ass niggas. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all the worst fugitives ever. Yeah. My old ass niggas. Yeah. Let's get it, baby. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it, man.
It looks better than the last one to me. But this one looked better.
I like the story. That they're giving us, you know, I'm talking about a whole setup connection, and then it, you know what I'm saying, looks like Dirty Cop type shit. Like, I'm feeling it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gotta worry about the Baruta, whatever witch is in Spanish that they were talking about. When Marcus was on the plane, you know what I'm talking about? Out here fucking witches and shit, having little witch guns, you know what I'm saying? So I do like this one, man. You know what I'm talking about? The way I don't like how Martin was in there staring at the glizzies in the in the gas station.
That nigga was. He looked like one of our partners, huh?
Oh, bro. What it looked like. It reminded me of when the nigga was on, when he swallowed the pills, the X.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He went to the captain's house like that's when he was looking through the fish tank. Like that image right there is what was burned in my mind when I saw him do that. I was like, oh, them niggas is because I watched that clip occasionally, man, just to see that nigga come in and do his little fucking stupid ass dance and shit. Like, just so hilarious. Yo, Martin, the funniest nigga I've seen in life, man. That nigga's hilarious, bro. So, yeah, man, I'm excited for that whenever, you know, when that's about to drop, you know what I'm saying? And, I'm looking forward to see some of these movies, man. This is a great year for some films, man. And then, I don't know, have you started watching Shogun?
No, man, I like the binge watch stuff, man. Binge. So I watch it once it's all over with. I heard it was a fantastic, and that's right up my alley. I like ninjas and all that shit, so I know I'm gonna love it. But I don't know how many episodes they got left. You know what I'm saying? I start watching. little bit late.
I don't know how many are supposed to be in the season. It's still, you know what I'm saying, they still releasing them, but this shit here, you got to read, because, you know, they are talking in Japanese.
Oh, so, hell nah. Ain't nobody trying to read no shit, man.
Yeah, it's subtitles, you know what I'm saying? I mean, sure? the Japanese, I mean, there's English folk in there. You know, they got English speaking, but, I mean, the Japanese speak Japanese because it's set in that time, so they don't make it seem like you know how to, you know what I mean?
No, I can understand. Like, if you started and just start talking regular, we understand that you're speaking Japanese. We don't need to read no shit. Like,
well, you ain't gonna know what's happening there. What is going on?
I want to either watch some. I don't want to be reading it. Like, let me watch the shit, man.
Damn. Yeah.
That's messed
up.
It's
still good, y'all. For the ones who actually watch it, y'all agree with me. It's a fantastic show. For the people who don't mind subtitles, it's a fantastic show. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna have a good time, man. So,
oh, they got an English dub.
Oh, it's dubbed already for you?
Yes, it's an English dub on here too. Yep.
Okay. Yes, all right, man. Okay. Well, yeah, you might be okay then. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But yeah. I'm still, I don't mind because I be learning new words. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good for me. That's my Rosetta Stone. Let's turn that on right now. I ain't paying nothing for nothing. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Oh, man, that shit great, dog. That shit great. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. That's it for me, dog. Just, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all tune in and watch some of that shit. And then make sure you tune in to us. That's the most important thing. If you don't do nothing else, only once a week, you know what I'm saying? Just like a regular episode. It's once a week, damn it. You know what I'm talking about? Not unless we take a little break, which is the mid-season break. So remember to like, share, subscribe, and comment to our podcast, man. We do this for y'all. We do this for us. We do this for the world. We do this for everybody's enjoyment. And most importantly, follow us on Instagram and MVP Podcast. MVP underscore podcast. Forgot my side. Make sure you put that underscore, okay? Not a dash. Underscore. Look like it, but it's a little bit lower. All right. And then email us at mansviewpodcast@yahoo.com. There you can access anything, submit some inquiries. You know what I'm saying? Let us know what you think we might could do on the podcast to make it a little bit better for yourselves. You know what I'm saying? For your enjoyment. You know what I'm saying? We open to everything. Don't mean we necessarily gonna do it because we're gonna do what we want to do. But feedback is always wanted in any avenue of life. You know what I'm talking about? Because you always want to grow. You always want to get better. And with y'all hitting the click button, of course, we want to put on for y'all. All right? Shit, I don't know if you want to follow us at Twitch and Facebook.
I ain't did it in a minute. No, I ain't going to worry about
okay,
it.
Okay, because I'm
start getting back into
it. I'm just going to throw it. All right, so hey.
So we start.
That's one less thing to read off, y'all. So appreciate y'all.
Shout out to y'all, man. Sooner or later, we're gonna get back into that game, and man, my shit be messing up right now, man. I done tried it out a couple times and it's been fucking up. Mm-hmm. So that's why I ain't really been getting on it like that. But soon and very soon, and whenever we do that, that's when it happens. But hey, it is what it is. Shout out to y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in with us again. Another week coming to parlay with the fellas. And we until next week. We gonna holler at y'all. Peace out. Yeah.
It's time to rock with the fellas, and not a person can tell you that our show isn't grooving. So people, stop what you're doing and pull up a seat. We got you week after week when you're hearing us speak, and always bringing the heat from the new to the old. The fellas truly are bold. The stories never get cold. Our conversations are gold. If you look at the logo, you see the trophy we hold. If you think it's a game, you know it's all in the name. We discussing it all from our first to the last. You know we stood on our own and promised nothing but last. It's the MVP way. We hope we making your day. There's nothing more we can say. So let the video play. MVP.